mytakeatthetakeaway.org.
We're also keeping an eye on news coming out of Iran. Our partners, the BBC, are reporting that eyewitnesses in Tehran say that thousands of people, many dressed in black, have gathered in a square in the south of the city. So joining us this morning is a professor who also has his finger on the pulse of what is coming out of Iran almost minute by minute. He's Professor Hamid Darbashi. He's Professor of Iranian Studies at Columbia and the author of Iran, A People Interrupted, and Islamic Liberation Theology, Resisting the Empire. Professor, we caught up with you early this morning, and I'm just wondering, in the last couple of hours, what's been happening that you've been able to monitor coming out of Tehran and Iran?
The rally that is scheduled for 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Tehran time, is in progress. However, the regime, the pro-Ahmadinejad establishment, whichever way you want to call it, has either hacked into pro-Musavi websites or taken them over by force and have been sending mixed signal as to where exactly this demonstration is going to take place. So now what the demonstrators are doing are by physical placards, by physical signs, reminding everyone that the demonstration is actually scheduled at Imam Khomeini, a major square inside Iran, and then Mousavi has just sent a message that he might appear in person in that demonstration. This is a previously unscheduled event. He might actually go there. So the demonstration is progressing apace. Pictures are already coming out. Some video clips, in fact, are coming out. Thousands upon thousands are gathering. The highways, bridges show just floods of people pouring into that square.
And Mousavi is getting his information out via Facebook.
Via Facebook and via his own personal website, and also a number of pro-Mousavi websites that have emerged in order to make sure that if one is caught, others are still operating. Not all of them are available at one at the same time. You have to navigate two or three of them in order to at least one of them to give you the proper information.
Talk about the location of today's gathering. What does it tell us?
They're mostly symbolic places that are affiliated with the 1979 revolution. You remember that Mousavi himself is a hero of that revolution, is a character. He was very close to Khomeini. People who love him and admire him, even his elders, address him as the son of Imam Khomeini, as the partner, companion, comrade of Imam Khomeini. So all his revolutionary credentials, all these symbolic signs that were affiliated with the 1979 revolution are being revived and reconfigured and attributed to this movement. So they want to make sure that this revolution, this movement, we don't know if it's a revolution or a civil disobedience, it remains to be seen, is not identified as something instigated by outside. This is what I meant when I was having a conversation with the congressman from Indiana, that this is inspired, this is homegrown, this is grassroots, this is not betraying the ideals of revolution, but in fact is reasserting it.
Now, earlier you spoke to, I'm just going to refer back to Congressman Mike Pence, and he's a Republican from Indiana. His stance was that the U.S. should be supporting the demonstrators. Just going to recap for any of our listeners who weren't around at that point. When you look at international reaction and what's happening inside Iran, where do you think interaction between the two might actually change events?
For example, let's take the United States. Right now, what can happen, there are certain civil rights icons in the United States, such as Jesse Jackson, that are very admired and loved in Iran. They would be people. The United States is an abstraction. You have to see the United States Congress is not the only representation of the United States. Those are the people that we are looking for, Iranians are looking for. Prominent artists, the same people who in fact put a video for Obama, they can come and support the movement in Iran. Famous footballers, famous basketball players, famous human rights activists, prominent women rights activists. These are the people that at this moment, American, can go on the record supporting this movement in Iran. Anything and anybody, American, European, other than government, because that is a no-no.
So you want to see Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas
do
a video?
Absolutely. I want to see Congressman Al Sharpton. I want to see Jesse. These are the people that the Iranians want to see on the internet, on television, supporting their cause, but not the Congress.
Professor, you talk with great passion about Iran. I just want to know, just as we wrap up here, do you have an affiliation?
What sort of
In terms of Professor President Ahmadinejad or the
opposition? No, I voted for Mousavi, if that means, and I'm wearing green, as your listeners can't see it. But yes, I have a strong stake in this movement. I still don't know how to characterize it. You see, the revolution keeps dropping out of my mouth involuntarily. But it is an extraordinarily moving experience and a moving phenomenon to be a witness to it. That it is historic, I have no doubt. How will it unfold? I don't know.
Professor Hamid Dabashi, we can hear your passion. We thank you very much for joining us this morning. The professor is a professor of Iranian studies at Columbia University, an author of Iran, A People Interrupted, and Islamic Liberation Theology, Resisting the Empire. Now it's time to head over to the news desk. Here's Mark Garrison.
Thank you, Femi. 21 minutes before the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.